provides that a death penalty offense under Islamic law has to be proven beyond all doubt before a penalty under Islamic law can be imposed. Furthermore, the Evidence Act, the current procedures for cases involving the death penalty is made more stringent. It is per Section 140A of the Act, in order to convict a person who has committed a criminal offense in which punishments of death penalty apply under Islamic law, the guilt must be established beyond all doubt to necessitate imposition of death penalty. As detailed in the Maldives report, the fundamental legal safeguards are afforded during all stages of investigation and judicial process. Under Article 53B of the Constitution and Criminal Procedures Act, the Attorney General's office provides legal aid to those persons who have been accused in serious criminal cases and are unable to afford to engage a lawyer. As the sentence of death penalty can only be imposed for the most serious of crimes under Maldivian law, the state-funded lawyer is provided upon request to any person accused of such a crime from the onset of investigations. Once a person is informed that they are under arrest, they are given a legal warning, which includes informing the person that they are under arrest and under which act and for which offense they are being arrested. They are also informed that of their right to remain silent with exception of providing their identity. They are informed that the person of their right not to answer the question, but that is preferable for them to answer. The person is also informed that anything they say can be used against them in court. And finally, they have the right to a lawyer, and that if they cannot afford a lawyer, and if they are suspected of committing a serious criminal offense, they have the right to obtain a state-provided legal aid. Furthermore, information of the person under arrest is recorded as soon as they are brought to a police station if a person under arrest is being questioned by the police. They are also given the opportunity to telephone their relatives, friend, or lawyer before being questioned, and that they are given the opportunity to inform where they are being held. The Maldives Police Service also conducts a question-based medical examination as soon as the person is brought into custody, and a medical doctor is arranged to examine the individual if requested by the arrestee. As in the Article 6 of the ICCPR, the death penalty can only be carried out pursuant to the final judgment rendered by the Supreme Court of the Maldives. Regarding the question of what crimes can somebody be condemned to death penalty, the Penal Code of the Maldives, which came into effect in 2014, does prescribe death penalty as a form of punishment in the country. As such, Section 1205 of the Penal Code provides that if a death penalty offence under Islamic law has been proven beyond all doubt, the penalty afforded to such a crime under Islamic law must be imposed. Also, with the enactment of Act on Prohibition of Threats and Use of Dangerous Weapons, the willful murder of an innocent person with the use of a dangerous weapon or a sharp object as per Section 5A of the Act has been criminalized. Furthermore, it is stated in Section 5C that the punishment prescribed for the offenses stated in 5A and B shall be death penalty. Regarding the question about the facility in Marfushi prison, the Maldivian legal framework does allow for the imposition of death penalty. And hence, in that regard, the facility exists to complete the requirements for implementation once all other necessary processes and procedures are completed. However, there has been no sentence carried out in the facility thus far. Regarding the public consultation and abolition death penalty, the conduct and number of people on death row at the moment, the Constitution of the Republic of Maldives requires Islam to be one of the basis of all laws of the Maldives. The laws of Maldives mandate that death penalty can only be prescribed in limited circumstances. These laws reflect the will of the people. Abolishing this will undermine the Constitution. A sentence of death penalty will only be implemented in the Maldives after such a conviction is confirmed by the Supreme Court of the Maldives, after due process and safeguards have been ensured, and in accordance with Article 6, paragraph 2 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The government is committed to ensure that a fair trial and rights are protected and respected and upheld during all stages of the judicial process. The death penalty has not been enforced in the country since 1954. There are currently 16 individuals who have been handed death sentences in the Maldives. Out of them, 4 individuals are on death row. This is because the death penalty sentence has to be confirmed by the Supreme Court of the Maldives as per our laws. The convictions of the 4 individuals on death row has been confirmed by the Supreme Court of Maldives. Among the 4 in death row, 3 cases were confirmed by the Supreme Court in 2016, and one case was confirmed in 2023. All four individuals currently on death row are men and have been found guilty of intentional murder. Death penalty cannot be carried out while a woman is pregnant, nor will it be carried out while the person's mental fitness is in question. I would like to note that the person's mental fitness is established prior to deciding whether the person is fit for trial, and also it will be before execution of any punishment. Regarding the question of commuting the death sentence of minors, Section 29 of the Child Rights Protection Act expressly prohibits imposition of death penalty against minors. As per the law, children are not considered as having the same capacity and maturity as adults, and in line with the protections afforded in Article 35 of the Constitution, no child shall be sentenced to death penalty. The section further states that any child convicted of death penalty offence committed before the age of 18 years shall not be given death penalty even after the child becomes 18 years of age. In fact, as per the Act, where the child is convicted of an offence for which the prescribed punishment is death penalty, the punishment of the child shall be reduced to no more than 3/4 of the next degree of punishment. So far, one child has been sentenced under this Act, and sentence was for 16 years in prison. Section 74(1) of Juvenile Justice Act prohibits the imposition of death penalty for crimes committed before the age of 18. The section also prohibits imposition of death penalty for murders committed while they were minors. Section 113 of Juvenile Justice Act stipulates that within 30 days of its enactment, the information of children serving time has to be sent for review to determine whether the child should be allowed to complete the rest of the sentence under probation. With the enactment of this Juvenile Justice Act, all four death sentences handed to minors prior to that act have been commuted in line with the Act. Regarding the ratification of Second Optional Protocol, the Maldives is unable to ratify the Second Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights since it relates to abolishing death penalty due to the constitutional mandates highlighted before. Thank you so much, AG.
Thank you, Mr. Ihsan. Thank you, colleagues. Madam Chair and the esteemed members of the committee, with that, I hope we have provided responses from the Maldives regarding the issues discussed.